Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says all is not well with the United Nations as its decisions does not address global priorities. Slams UN for failing to act against nations shielding terrorists. Amnesty International slams Pakistan for including 32 Baloch activists in terrorist watch list. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal takes part in Berlin Global Dialogue in Germany, highlights vast opportunities opening up in the country for global companies. And Veer Bhadu scripts history by winning India's first ever medal, a bronze in mixed martial arts at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said all is not well with the United Nations and its decision-making neither reflects its membership nor addresses global priorities. The minister was speaking in New Delhi at the release of a commemorative postage stamp on 80 years of the United Nations.
We must also recognize that all is not well with the United Nations. Its decision-making neither reflects its membership nor addresses global priorities. Its debates have become increasingly polarized and its working visibly gridlocked. Any meaningful reform is obstructed using the reform process itself. Now, financial constraints have emerged as an additional concern.
The External Affairs Minister slammed the United Nations for failing to act against nations shielding terrorists.
How to sustain the UN even while seeking its reinvention is clearly a major challenge before all of us. Few examples are more telling about the challenges facing the UN than its response to terrorism. When a sitting Security Council member openly protects the very organization that claims responsibility for the barbaric terror attack such as at Pahalgam, what does it do to the credibility of multilateralism? Similarly, if victims and perpetrators of terrorism are equated in the name of global strategy,
Dr. S. Jaishankar asserted that commitment to multilateralism must remain strong and the United Nations must be supported.
80th anniversary is a significant milestone for any institution. On UN Day, I would like to reiterate India's commitment to the ideals of peace and security, as well as development and progress. India has always been and will continue to be a strong votary of the United Nations and indeed of multilateralism.
The Amnesty International has denounced the Pakistan government for including 32 individuals in its terrorist watch list, mentioning leading Baloch right defenders in the list. The Balochistan Post reported that the move has been described as a serious violation of due process and basic freedoms. According to the Balochistan Post, Amnesty's Deputy Regional Director for South Asia, Baburam Pant, said listing peaceful Baloch activists including Sahiba Baloch, Samideen Baloch, Shali Assa, Naz Gul and Sayed Bibi Sharif as terrorists without any legal recourse undermines their fundamental rights to liberty, privacy and movement. The global rights body said it has repeatedly raised concerns over Pakistan's sweeping anti-terrorism laws that fail to comply with international human rights norms. Days after recent border clashes with Pakistan, Afghanistan's Taliban-led administration today announced plans to begin construction of dams over the Kunar River. This is a key waterway that flows into Pakistan's northwestern region. The move by the Afghans is expected to restrict the water flow in Pakistan. In a social media post, the Deputy Information and Culture Minister for Publication of Afghanistan, Muhajir Farahi, said that the order was given by Taliban supreme leader Hibatullah Akhundzada and instructed authorities to start work on the project as soon as possible. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today participated at the third edition of Berlin Global Dialogue in Berlin, Germany. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, India continues to view its trade partnerships through the lens of long-term and mutual growth. The minister also highlighted the vast opportunities opening up in the country for global companies. The minister also met with German CEOs at the Business Leaders Roundtable in Bern. Mr. Goyal reiterated that the supportive policy ecosystem fostering innovation and entrepreneurship continues to make the country one of the most attractive investment destinations globally. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that Western allies can do more to strengthen Kyiv's long-range missile capabilities. Mr. Starmer hosted Mr. Zelensky at his Downing Street residence in London following the Ukrainian leader's meeting with King Charles III. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof, and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte are also in London for related discussions. The UK Prime Minister and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky also held a meeting with the European leaders. Meanwhile, the Coalition of the Willing, a UK-led diplomatic grouping that aims to unite pro-Ukraine governments to restrict Russia's military, economic and energy capabilities, is holding a joint media briefing in London. Kyiv's Western allies aim to increase pressure on Moscow as the war enters its fourth winter, with the United States and the European Union announcing new sanctions on Russian energy this week. South Korea's Unification Minister Chung Dong-young today called on the leaders of the North Korea and the United States not to miss a golden opportunity for having a dialogue during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC summit in South Korea. The APEC summit is scheduled to be held in the city of Gyeongju from 31st of this month. U.S. President Donald Trump will visit to South Korea for the APEC gathering. Meanwhile, the White House has confirmed that President Trump will meet with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping ahead of a major regional economic summit being held in South Korea next week. The meeting will take place amid escalating trade tensions between the world's two largest economies. The World Health Organization in the Western Pacific has raised alarm over sharp increases in HIV cases in the Philippines, Fiji, and Papua New Guinea, citing threats to national and regional security. At a regional meeting in Fiji recently, health ministers and partners noted Fiji's infections have risen tenfold in a decade, the Philippines sixfold since 2010, and Papua New Guinea recently declared a national HIV crisis. Key drivers include injectable drug use and gaps in prevention, testing and treatment. World Polio Day is being observed today. On the occasion, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, in a social media post, highlighted India's remarkable journey in eliminating polio through unwavering national efforts and strong public participation. India won two bronze medals today at the Asian Youth Games in Bahrain. Indian athlete Veer Bahadur scripted history by winning the first ever medal for the country, a bronze in mixed martial arts. Palash Mandal won a bronze medal in the boys' 5,000-meter walk race. With this, India took their medal tally to 12 at the event with 2 gold, 3 silver and 7 bronze. In men's cricket, India will look to avoid a clean sweep defeat when they take the field for the third and final ODI against Australia in Sydney tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. The hosts have sealed the series 2-0. The top-ranked Indian ODI side has now lost back-to-back matches after an 8-game winning streak. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says all is not well with the United Nations as its decisions does not address global priorities, slams UN for failing to act against nations shielding terrorists. Amnesty International slams Pakistan for including 32 Baloch activists in terrorist watch list. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal takes part in Berlin Global Dialogue in Germany, highlights vast opportunities opening up in the country for global companies. And Veer Bahadur scripts history by winning India's first ever medal, a bronze in mixed martial arts at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.